Brother Faisal, we know that there are different maqams where we can read Quran differently.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
So what is the purpose of it? Can you explain this to us?
So for those of us who don't know what maqam are or maqamat are essentially different melodies. Now, they don't necessarily come from Qur'an, but there are different melodies in which you can recite in. The issue is when people start making Qur'an about maqamat. Qur'an is not about maqamat. Qur'an is about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplating them, learning them, memorizing them, implementing them. But the melodies help us, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Qur'an with measured and beautiful intonations. And reciting in different melodies helps us and enables us to recite the verses with their diligence, with their emotion, because the words are beautiful and it is up to us to recite in a beautiful voice, right? So the different maqamat, now that we're talking about that, helps us to recite verses in the proper emotion, because each melody comes with its own emotion. And you'll hear it when I give examples, inshallah, right? So, for example, I would not recite verses about Jahannam in a happy melody. It doesn't make sense, right? So, let me give you an example. Let's start basic, yeah? So, the most neutral and most basic maqam, there's about 7 or 8 major ones. I'm probably good at like 5 or 6, okay? So, I'll give you the ones that I'm good at, inshallah. Sika, I cannot do, so I will not give you the demonstration for that one. A good example of Sika is the nasheed, Tala al Badru Alayna. Tala al Al-Badru alayna. The original melody, that's Sika. The most basic one and the most neutral one, you have Maqam Bayati. With Maqam Bayati, you can go into the other Maqamat. Okay? There's openings in the melody. So the example of Maqam Bayati is
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in.
Saba is a very, very sad maqam. You can be sad when you're reciting about verses about Jahannam. You can be sad, like a happier sad, when you're reciting verses about Jannah, you know? It's all about the emotion that the verses bring out of you, okay? So Saba is
إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا.
Saba is difficult for me because I always tend to go into Hijaz. But this is a basic and very simple demonstration of the different melodies and maqamat that can be used when you recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you hear it, the melody kind of repeats itself.
Is this a neutral maqam?
Very neutral. I'm going up and down, but I'm staying in the same little general area, okay? So that's maqam bayati. With each maqam, you can do several things, meaning you can go high or you can go low. If you go low, it's called qarar. If you go lower than low, as low as possible, it's qararun qarar. And then the opposite side of the spectrum is jawab and jawabun jawab. So high and even higher, okay? Next one I'll give you an example of is maqam rast. People are really familiar with this one because shuyukh in the haram recite in this a lot. Specifically, Sheikh Sudais, Sheikh Shuraim, Sheikh Juhani recites in rast a lot. But Sheikh Sudais and Shuraim are the most common. So it's like,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Assirata Al-Mustaqim Sirata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdaa.
I mean, this is maqam rast.
Which emotion does this maqam give?
What does it give you? It's a bit fast-paced. It's like, I would use this when I'm telling a story. You know, if like in the Quran you come to a story, depending on the emotion of the story, I would use this maqam, you know? It's a very general maqam. You can use it for several things, but it fits. One that doesn't fit. I'll give you one that doesn't fit. Maqam rajam is a very happy one, okay? With the happiness that this maqam brings and the lightness to it, you would not recite this with verses of Jahannam, for example. Listen, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
It's like a lullaby melody.
It's a lullaby. It's like a butterfly is flying. You know, like I would not recite verses about Jahannam. I'm not going to say where or who the sheikh was, but the sheikh recited verses about Jahannam in this maqam. And people after Salah were like, what are you doing? Like the Jama'ah was like, bro, the verses about Jahannam. Like, it's not a happy subject, you know? So
he wasn't aware of what he was reciting, maybe.
Yeah, probably. But chances are he didn't understand what he was. Or the other side of it is maybe that's just the only maqam he knew how to recite in. So like I said, it's not about the maqam, but it's good to know enough to be able to diversify your recitation.
So a qari should know some maqams to not get into in trouble.
Naturally though, an individual each recites in their own melody. So my voice is more inclined to, for example, Nahawand.
This is our fourth maqam, okay.
So Nahawand goes like this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. This is maqam Nahawand. This is a favorite of people. This is another one of those maqams I would use in a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing something, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about something that one of the anbiya went through, or someone else went through, you know? This is a good maqam for that. My voice is inclined to is Kurd. Kurd is very soft, very melodious, very heart-touching and heartfelt. So that's where you would use this maqam. And again, it's not limited to the topics besides the obvious ones that I said, right? Like, ajam not for Jahannam, right? Whatever you feel, that's the essence of it all. Recite what you feel when you recite the Qur'an and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashari al-Afasi is most known and famous for using this maqam. And it goes like,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
Very emotional. We've done Bayati, we've done Rast, Ajam, we've done Nahawand, Kurd. I'm giving you like the basic generic versions of the maqam, which by the way are in their own style. Like Sheikh Minshawi's Nahawand is very different, you know? His version of Nahawand is very famous. I'm not going to do it because I'll probably destroy it. Another maqam is maqam Hijaz, obviously stemming from the Hijaz countries. You hear this a lot in the Adhan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
That's Hijaz. Now if I do this in a recitation, I'm going to change from Fatiha. Let's do another verse, yeah? Bismillah.
إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا.
This is Hijaz, but remember, it's never about the melody. It's never about the voice, you know? We appreciate people's voices. We appreciate people's melodies. These are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and practice has been put into this. But at the end of the day, it is about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is all.
Such a rich tradition we have. We weren't aware of this. Thank you, brother. Jazakallah khair.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and thank you for watching the video. If you want to take a look at more of our videos like this, you can check the playlists we created specifically for you on the right, or you can check out our latest videos on the left. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel so that we can reach and benefit more people. See you.